Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
There's an army that comes up here once every year. They come to the Northwoods to go hunting for deer. They come by the railroad, by car or by truck, all hoping and praying to get a big buck. Now it's a sight that's worth seeing, and it's darn hard to beat. It's like a circus parade coming down the main street. They sometimes get lost and sometimes get misled. These gay-hearted hunters, these guys dressed in red. Now you can find them all over, and you don't have to look far. In the stores or cafes or drinking at the bar, their talk is of hunting before going to bed. These gay-hearted hunters, these guys dressed in red. Now when the season is open, to the timber they go, all hoping and praying for a light fall of snow. For it makes good trekking, and it may bring them luck to go home successful with a very nice buck. But we all can't be lucky, for this we all know. Regardless of the weather, it may rain or may snow. But lucky or not, this is what I've heard said. They'll be back here next season, these guys dressed in red.
All right, and so it begins day three, 2024, the Deer Hunters Roundup here on 98Q Country, but also live right now on 101.1 FM WHSM Hayward and 105.5 WIRI out of Nakusa. Welcome, welcome. Happy hunting. Hopefully everybody is back at the camp and cozy and warm for the evening here at the 98Q Country Studios in Park Falls, and broadcasting simultaneously on those two stations I mentioned, but also through YouTube. Go to youtube.com, search 98Q Country, and you can get a live camera feed. The Sandman already checking in a little bit early. I see we've got a couple of phones already lighting up, so bear with me. Greg Gunderson here. I'm normally the afternoon guy, and therefore I am not Joel. You'll notice that very quickly. He's got a lot of practice doing this Deer Hunters Roundup thing. Myself, a touch less so, but I do spend a lot of time around a barking dog. That's Toby the station dog. Sorry about that. He'll probably be weighing in here and there. But that said, I've got phones alight. I've got Big G with me. We've also got, you can kind of see, if you look over on that other camera right there, that's Craig. Craig is from Bader Sports Center next to Pick and Save and Phillips. How's it going today, Craig?
It's going good.
Craig has generously agreed to spend some of his deer season with us, and as you can imagine,
one of our title sponsors, the Deer Hunters Roundup.
Well, yes, and those two facts may or may not be related.
Bader Sports Center.
Yes, Bader Sports Center next to Pick and Save in Phillips. That said, as you can imagine, somebody like Craig in a very busy position at this time of the year, to say the least. So thank you so much, Craig, for giving us some of that time.
What is that sound? Is that coming from the other studio?
Someone. I got it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right. Sorry about that. We've got some, we're getting things figured out on the fly. Did we have anything we wanted to touch on quick? I want to get to some calls ASAP here.
Yeah, let's grab some calls, and then we'll announce some of our sponsors. So go ahead and let's take a call.
All right. 715-744-1006. Please understand the old phone number. It doesn't work. It will not get you to the studio. So if you've been calling the same Deer Hunters Roundup phone number for years, this is the year that you get to embrace some change. The new number is 715-744-1006. And let's see if I can screw it up and hang up on somebody. Sorry, preemptively. You were on the roundup. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jimbo from Camp Gallen Louie.
Jimbo from Gallen Louie.
Hey, Jimbo.
We got your name sorted, because we will never get Gallen Louie wrong
again. Third night in a row. What's going on tonight?
How's Jimbo doing?
You guys, that is perfect. I'm so happy you guys got it right now.
Well, I felt bad because I think you had to say it about four times. I thought, man, Jimbo might not call back again. But then you came back yesterday, and I thought, all right, he's a forgiving fellow.
You bet.
Jimbo, what's the story at Gallen Louie this evening?
Well, it was pretty slow today. Towards the evening hunt, I guess I came home today, had a shower and everything, clean up, go back tomorrow. But
do those human things.
There was two guys, I guess, that seen a couple deer tonight, but it was too dark. They couldn't tell what it was.
Okay. But certainly the right shape body, if not so sure about the headgear, right?
Right, so they held off.
All right.
But at least we're seeing deer now.
Excellent. Well, hey, that's a quality report. That was something that we noticed, I think, Jimbo, over the last few days, is a lot of reports have saw a few does, and it was not many people getting straight skunked. So I'm glad to hear you guys have at least a couple deer coming in. Hopefully you get a good peek at them in the sunlight tomorrow morning, eh?
It'd be nice. I know yesterday we did one drive by the shack, and we haven't drove in years, but we decided to try it, and we did not find a single track.
Go around.
So, which was not good. So another hunter and I stayed back and thought, well, we're not going to see anything. So we decided to stay at the shack and have a couple beers. And once you know it, there was an 8-pointer in our stand at 4:30.
Oh, wow. So taunting you just there early enough to mess with you a little bit.
Yeah. We're all sitting there saying, well, we got to wait for the deer to screw up. Well, I think it's the hunters that are screwing up.
Fair enough. Well, hey, maybe we've been pointing the blame wrong. Well, hey, as long as the firearms are pointed the right direction, we'll get it figured out by the end of it. Right, Jimbo?
Right. Yes, we will. We'll try tomorrow.
All right.
Well, hey, Jimbo, Thanksgiving coming up here in a day or two. What is your favorite go-to food at the Thanksgiving table?
I would have to say the mashed potatoes and gravy.
Mashed potatoes and gravy. All right, good choice.
That's a man after my own heart. I don't think you're going to upset anybody with that choice, so I will say it's a bit safe, but I'm not going to judge you.
You would have said cranberries, we would have had a different story.
Right, but exactly. The cranberries are the polarizing pick. Well, thank you so much, Jimbo. Why don't you give us another call later on?
Can I do a shout-out to the Flying Dutchman camp?
To the Flying Dutchman, yes, and I'm glad we got to hear their name. We almost missed it a couple days ago, so shout-out from Jimbo to the Flying Dutchman camp. We will hear from you again, I hope, in a couple days. Let's see here if I can hop over to this other one. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Rob from the Nelson Camp.
Rob from the Nelson Camp.
Hey, Rob,
keeping us stocked with some quality photographs. How's it going today?
Wonderful. Yourselves?
Quite well, quite well. I'll admit, you can probably tell, Rob, I'm pretty nervous figuring it out. I'm only on call 2 in my substitution for Joel today with some major help from Big G and from Austin and from everybody else here at 98Q. But
Don't let him fool you, Rob. He's just over-caffeinated, so don't let him fool you.
There is potentially black tea in this, and I maybe shouldn't have done that. But, Rob, tell me what happened out at the Nelson camp today.
We got a visit from some old friends of ours that used to camp up here, Terry and Jane Karcher. Shout out to them. They're on their way back to home base, and they came and sat with us. And my brother went out and sat, and we saw a little spiker this evening. So at least we saw something.
Sounds like we let it go, though.
Yep, he just let her go.
See, that's part, I think, Rob, of what becomes the most interesting for me is the varying philosophies. We heard from somebody yesterday who said, never pass up on day one what you would shoot on the last day, which I totally get. But also, if you see that little buck and you let him go, boy, who knows what you might see next year, right?
Yeah, but the other thing is he's about a mile and a half into the woods, so I don't think he wanted to drag it.
Yeah, so every morning you're going to have to ask yourself, all right, how do I feel about a mile and a half this morning here in deer camp?
Exactly.
All right,
Rob, you're at the Thanksgiving table, and you're having seconds. What's your go-to food for seconds at Thanksgiving?
I always got to have some turkey.
You like the dark meat or the white meat?
I like the white meat.
All right.
I'll admit, I'm a bit surprised. I thought, okay, he's going for the turkey. That's going to be a dark meat-loving guy. But, hey, a fellow white meat guy, a man after my own heart. Thanks for checking in with us tonight, Rob.
You bet. Take care.
We'll talk to you soon. And let's see. Eventually, I am going to hang up on somebody. I'm apologizing you to preemptively. Somehow, I've managed not to. 715-744-1006. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Al from Camp Toothless Beaver.
Al from Camp Toothless Beaver, thanks for calling us back again. Al, good to hear from you today. How was the how'd the woods treat you?
Well, this year's a little different than most.
I feel like that's probably fair to say. Was it the snow that's different? Was it the heat? Or what makes it such a different year?
No, I haven't been able to get out and hunt this year.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Hopefully it's nothing too concerning keeping you back. Are you going to get to hit the woods before the season ends?
Probably not this year to actually hunt, but I'll be hunting with my camera.
Fair enough. Well, hey, if anything you shoot with your camera, you can send right to us, and you'll be able to keep it. So please do share if you find anything in that realm.
Oh, yeah, I've got a knee injury that you can't really drag or walk through that stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, as you could probably tell, I wasn't gonna pry too much, but I'm glad to hear that it's nothing that is nothing that's gonna keep you down probably next year by the sound of it, maybe with a little bit extra work. But I know I've seen they bend a lot of rules for people who can't bend their knees. So you may still end up with some options and hopefully end up with a good hunt, if not this year, sometime soon.
Oh, I'm hoping next year I'm ready to go.
Fair enough.
All right, Al. What's your favorite? You're sitting at the Thanksgiving table. What's your favorite go-to food there at Thanksgiving?
Favorite go-to food? That'd have to be dessert. Fried Cheerios.
Fried Cheerios. Okay, that's
fried
a new one.
Cheerios.
I've brought them into the station in the past. I just might have to before the season's over, so everybody in there can try some.
Yeah,
hey, that sounds good.
I'm afraid there's been a couple new guys showed up since last time you might have done that. Not to ask. I don't want to twist your arm, but if you brought fried Cheerios, I would try fried Cheerios.
Way better than popcorn.
Okay, hey, that's actually all I need to hear, because I consider popcorn to be one of the more overrated snacks. So until I have those fried Cheerios, I'm going to kind of go on hiatus with snack ranking. I will pause just for you. Thank you for checking in, Al. I appreciate you.
One good thing about those fried Cheerios before I go.
No, please tell me.
They're heart healthy.
All right. There you go.
As long as you don't get the honey nut ones. Thank you so much, Al, from Camp Toothless.
What's wrong with the honey nut ones?
Well, they're less heart healthy. Well, I think they have 10 more calories per Cheerio or something like that.
Yeah, your point is?
We're going to take a couple more calls. Gray and Big G in the studio covering for Joel this evening. I wanted to say I see a couple shout-outs coming in the comments on YouTube. Sandman gave us one earlier, and I accidentally answered from the wrong YouTube account. So we've got some things to get sorted here. Joel does a lot more than just sit here and conversate with you guys, which he does incredibly well, but he's also running a lot of things that you guys can't quite see. So if you see me like really panicky looking left and right, that's because too many of you guys are commanding my attention with emails and text messages. I do want to shout out Neil Olson in the YouTube comments, Overtime Camp, checking in. I've got a couple emails. We're going to have to wait a little bit until I can free up some time from Austin, or maybe during a commercial break I'll be able to get some of those emails printed out. Please do keep emailing us, wcqm@civicmedia.us. I will miss a fair few of them, and if you send us pictures, for example, it's pretty hard for us to read a picture on the radio, so don't get discouraged. And please try to hold off of using the text line for those, because if you text us camp updates, it's going to get buried underneath the keyword of the day, which, by the way, we've got a text to win keyword contest going on. We've had it since Saturday in the first edition of this year's Deer Hunters Roundup. All you've got to do is open the Civic Media app to the 98Q Country page, hit the text button, and send us the word of the day by midnight. And today, the word of the day is Calla, C-A-L-A, Calla. That's Calla, like Calla New, part of Northwoods Realty, one of our other fantastic sponsors on the Roundup. Speaking of sponsors, we've got Craig here. He's kind of buried in the corner behind a whole bunch of microphone equipment. He's right there. There's Craig's face. There he is. Yeah. All right. Craig is from Bader Sports Center next to Pick and Save in Phillips. They have everything you need if you need to confront the outdoors. I don't care what it is. And honestly, if you want to make the indoors a little more pleasant, Bader Sports Center is a great place to do it. I've picked up more home decor, Craig, than I ever expected to from Bader Sports Center. Metal leaves in my house. I blame you.
I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
They're actually really pretty, and of course, 'tis the season, but I actually, they say dress in your Sunday vest, right? And that's what I did today. I brought my, or is it Sunday best? I'm not quite sure. But this is a Stormy Cromer vest that I got on a discount from Bader Sports Center because of, it was a pattern that was discontinued, right?
Right.
It was a unique circumstance. You guys aren't just, hey, $20 off Stormy Cromer left and right. But if a pattern discontinues, or if there's like fixed sizing and you can't get more, you're not going to charge full price for that all the time.
Nope, they're closing them out, so are we.
That's just it, though. I'll tell you what, I found your discounted styles. I looked at them at other stores, and they weren't discounted. So I'll tell you what, if you need Stormy Cromer, you go to Bader Sports Center. On a personal note, I got this cheaper than I could have gotten it anywhere else, and it's still Stormy Cromer wool. I see a couple of calls have been coming in, 715-744-1006. Big G, if I keep it going at this pace, I'm probably going to pass out by 7 o'clock. I got to admit, I think I over-caffeinated a little bit. We might have to work out a substitution or a tag-in system or something like that. I know half the hunters out there are thinking, man, I don't know who the new guy is, but he needs to slow down. So we're going to do that. Maybe I need to swap this out for my other mug. We'll see. That might have a pleasant effect. We're going to dive into another phone call, though. You're on the Roundup. Who's this?
Porcupine Ranch.
Porcupine Ranch.
Porcupine Ranch, yep.
A frequent caller. Big G, you got the write-ups going? Excellent. Thank you so much.
I'm not going to be reading my writing, but I'll write them up.
That's okay. That's okay. Who are we talking to from Porcupine Ranch today?
Cora.
Cora. Well, thank you for calling.
Yep.
What have you seen today at Porcupine Ranch aside from a bit of snow?
My brother saw a doe and a nub buck, and he passed them both up.
All right. Investing in the future of the deer season. Hopefully that nub and buck becomes an eight-pointer by this Friday or Saturday. We don't mind if it's on the last day as long as it happens, right?
Yep.
Excellent. Nothing you saw yourself, though, by the sound of it, just giving the report.
No, I already saw it. Two deer, so I'm good.
Yeah, you're cashed in. Day one and done for you, Cora, so congratulations on that one. I'm sure people have kind of stopped patting you on the back now that the envy's kicked in.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, hey, we here at 98Q Country appreciate all the effort you went to in getting two deer in one day. Well done.
Okay, Cora, what's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Stuffing.
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 Good choice.
Stuffing, I consider to be unique because I think it's not used for its purpose. It's stuffing. It's not food, but I guess we can eat it too. That said, I'm not judging you.
I beg to differ.
We might have started the stuffing debate. Well, thank you, Cora, for checking in from your camp, and please do check in later in the week from the Porcupine Ranch. We appreciate you guys.
Yep, thank you.
Of course. All right. And you're on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Merlin from the Nut Hut.
Merlin, the Nut Hut. Hello again, Merlin. How's it going
Merlin,
today?
What's hanging out the Nut Hut? I couldn't resist.
Oh my gosh. You might say that was low-hanging fruit, Big G. Merlin, tell us what's going on out there today.
I seen the doe in the pond again today. That's a good thing. Waiting for that buck to come behind.
You saw, was that the same two you saw? Was it late yesterday? I feel like you mentioned, Merlin.
Yeah. Late yesterday and late today again.
About the same time, or are they changing early, changing
late?
Yeah,
about the same time, later in the afternoon.
I'm thinking they're playing lookout for the big buck just at the other end of the field from you.
That's what I'm thinking. They send the doe in the pond through first.
Yep, send the ones that they know. That it's like sending the medic out there. Just like send the medic, see if there's a sniper, and we'll figure it out from there. And they've got you patterned too. But I'll tell you what, you're seeing them though. You're seeing more than some people. I've got my fingers crossed for you. Hopefully that turns into a nice big buck again by the end of the week.
I'll keep up the updates.
All right, Merlin, one more day to hunt, and then Thanksgiving. And what is your favorite dish at the Thanksgiving table where you'd go back for seconds?
Cream corn.
Green corn.
Creamed corn.
Oh, cream.
Creamed corn. The only thing that might be as polarizing as the cranberry sauce, but I'm with
cream
you.
Corn.
I'm
cream
with
corn.
You. Creamed corn. Absolutely. Craig is shaking his head. We've got a 2-1 vote here in the 98Q studios, but we're on your side.
First, I said green corn. Well, that's the stuff out in the field. And I said, well, boy, I don't know where you're coming from there, but cream corn, we'll go with that.
Leave the green
Good
corn
answer.
To the deer. Thank you, Merlin. I appreciate you checking in.
All right. Thanks.
Checking in from the Nut Hut. And you're on the roundup. Who's this?
Rocket from Camp. Shoots a lot.
Rocket from Camp shoots a lot. I appreciate all the regulars getting it in, making sure I can get the nerves out with some. You guys are the great callers who will make up for my mistakes. Thank you for calling in.
You're very welcome.
How's it going out at the camp today?
We've seen a few deer. Me and Cowboy went out today. I seen one doe, and he seen seven does and fawns.
Wow, okay.
We had a good day of seeing deer. So, just to give out a shout out, me and Cowboy, this is our 40th year hunting together.
Wow, congratulations.
That's
you know
really
where the,
cool.
You don't know where the applause button is, do you, Gray?
I think I can find it. Hold on. That's worth finding the applause.
Don't play the 98Q Country horse, though.
No, I'm not playing the horse. Just the applause. There, I think that one came over. No, that's absolutely incredible. Thank you for sharing that with us, Rocket. That's a really cool anniversary. 40 years. Yeah. Wow.
Yes.
And then, Rocket, what's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
To go back for a second, green bean casserole.
Oh, there it is. Green bean casserole.
Craig's
Excellent.
Been waiting. We finally got a fist pump out of Craig. Green bean casserole, that is the word of the day.
Good thing you put the casserole with it, because you said we would have said green beans.
Just stop
the
green beans.
And then I'd like to give a shout-out to my good friends at Camp No Lights.
At Camp No Lights, you have done so. Yep. Thank you, Rocket, for calling in, for your updates, and for your shout-out. We appreciate you. Hope to hear from you again in the roundup.
And thank you. You're doing a very good job at it.
Oh, well, thank you. I'll calm down a little bit. You can see we've stepped off the gas. The cruise control is still on. I'll tap the brake here soon. And actually, matter of fact, just that. But thank you, Rocket. We'll check in with you again
later
on.
All right. Thanks, Rocket.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, and that is exactly what we do here on the Deer Hunters Roundup. We'll put that call on hold. So if you're sitting there and you just heard a beep, that's because I've got you on hold, because we've got a commercial break. This isn't possible without the help of a pile of incredible sponsors like Bader Sports Center. They've got Craig here this evening. We'll check in with him a couple times between now and 8 p.m. at the Deer Hunters Roundup live here on WCQM, on WIRI in Nakusa, and on WHSM in Hayward.
Deer Hunters, set your sights on Shawamigan Home Furnishings, proud to be a title sponsor of the Deer Hunters Roundup. Check out their showrooms filled with a variety of furniture ready to go today. Mattresses with two-sided options, futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, and over 50 recliners in stock. Plus, Up North furniture, bedroom and dining sets, everything available without delay. Visit ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com or see them on Facebook. The hunt for furniture stops at Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland.
Want a great taste at Lena's Northern Pines Resort in Butternut Lake? Big G here, and this is the perfect spot after a day in the woods. Starting Tuesday, enjoy chicken and pork dumplings. Wednesday, pasta night. And Thursday brings German fare. Don't miss Friday's seafood buffet. Weekends feature all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet at 7 a.m. Prime rib Saturday and smoked ribs and pork bellies on Sunday. Book your winter cabin getaways at lenasnorthernpines.net and visit them in Butternut or at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
Indulge in premium meats at Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We specialize in processing whole deer to your exact specifications, offering after-hours drop-off for your convenience. Travis will craft mouth-watering venison sausage and snack sticks. Savor the finest local beef, pork, chicken, and lamb alongside our delicious homemade brats. Visit us Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and elevate your culinary experience with our quality cuts. Trust Heritage Meats for exceptional service and top-tier meats tailored just for you. Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We're pleased to meet you with meat to please you.
Best wishes for a successful hunt. Check out the options at Up North Vacation Lodging. We offer homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. Whether you're here for the hunt or you visit year-round, we're glad you're here. Visit upnorthlodging.com.
Thanksgiving at Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield. Join Terry 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for a feast of ham, beef tips, pork roast, turkey, and sides. $24 per adult, $12 ages 6 to 12, $6 under 5. Celebrate with Northwoods Supper Club and enjoy a warm, flavorful Thanksgiving. Kyle Repair is your trusted heavy equipment repair center, conveniently located on 4th Avenue North in Park Falls. They're also your headquarters for on-site welding and other repairs. Whether at their well-equipped shop in town or right at your job site, the name Kyle Repair means prompt, reliable service. They also do aluminum and dock welding. Keep Kyle in mind for winter repairs before summer installations. Reach out to Kyle Repair today at 715-744-4381 or visit them on 4th Avenue North in Park Falls.
Hunters, pride starts here at Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio. Owner Travis's expert team craft lifelike mounts for your prized harvest. From fish to big game to even exotic species, they bring your dreams to life with unmatched skill. Located on Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin. Chuck from Essential Shooting Supplies in Park Falls, Wisconsin, a veteran-owned business, invites you to explore a trusted source for all your firearm needs. With extensive knowledge and a friendly staff, they offer new and used guns, ammo, shooting supplies, and expert gunsmithing services. Conveniently located just half a mile east of Highway 13 and Highway 182, Essential Shooting Supplies is your go-to destination. Visit them in person or online at EssentialShootingSupplies.com to experience their commitment to quality and service firsthand.
Tom Miller Electric is your fully licensed and insured master electrician in the Northwoods. With over 30 years' experience, they're the folks to call for in-home and business wiring, switches, fixtures, and electric repair. They can take care of your hunting shack electrical, too. Lights in the outhouse? Call Tom Miller Electric. Wishing everyone a safe and successful hunting season, Tom Miller Electric. Call 715-762-3250 or 715-661-2257.
You're up for the season with Reiner's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin. From blown insulation to cut heating bills to tools, windows, and paint, they've got everything you need. Family owned since 1971, they're here to make your building dreams a reality. Ron Ernst Lumber, your project starts here.
Fuel your savings with Bush Hog and Nemeth Implement. Check out these deals on their 100 series single spindles. The single spindle 200, 300, 400, and 500 series as well. See selected flex wings, hay tools, and tillers. See the whole line of Bush Hog where quality meets affordability. If it doesn't say Bush Hog, it just won't cut it. See them at NemuthImp.com, N-I-E-M-U-T-H, NemuthImp.com, or go to their showroom just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Hunters, your Northwoods adventure starts at Oxbow Resort in Oxbow, Wisconsin. Just off Highway 70 west on Oxbow Drive, it's the perfect stop after a day in the woods. Known for its legendary Oxbow burger and iconic wood tick races, this hidden gem welcomes hunters and outdoor enthusiasts every day except Tuesday and Wednesday. Located right on the Snowmobile Trail, they're open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday and Sunday with extended hours until 10 p.m. during hunting week. Refuel, relax, and make Oxbow Resort your hunting headquarters for this season.
Gear up for ice fishing at Ross's Sports Shop on Lake Avenue in Phillips. From simple jig heads to top-of-the-line tip-ups and from licenses to professional guide services, Ross's has everything you need for the perfect fishing season, and they know how to use it. Ross's has been your family-owned hometown professional fishing headquarters for over 20 years. Don't forget Ross's for your wreaths and Christmas trees, too. Call them at 715-339-3625 and find Ross's Sports Shop on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
All right, we are here with the Deer Hunters Roundup Day 3. Before we dive back into some phone calls, we are just going to let bottom of the hour weather play. We bring you weather twice an hour, and even this won't interrupt that. So just quickly, here you go.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and cold tonight, a low in the low teens. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high in the upper 20s. It looks mostly cloudy for Thanksgiving Day, high in the mid-20s with a gusty breeze, a few flurries for Thursday night and Friday. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
Hopefully that gusty breeze on Thursday doesn't blow you right out of the deer stand, and hopefully some of you have been able to pack it in a little earlier than that with some successes today and tomorrow. We're here on day 3 of the Deer Hunters Roundup. Greg Gunderson subbing in for Joel Karnick on his day off. I've got Big G in the co-pilot seat here with me. He alternately has his face visible, and then every once in a while there's a picture that, yep, right in front of him. I love that. That's really kind of, Big G's playing peekaboo here.
Yeah, and you can see half me. I don't know if you can see my beard going on day number 4. Here, so
see the problem.
Big G, special for Deer Hunters Roundup. Otherwise, I'm usually pretty clean shaven.
I'm afraid people don't know that fact well enough. People, like, I look at you, I'm like, man, look at this guy. But a lot of people is like, that guy's got some stubble, and then they keep on walking because they don't know that Big G with stubble is like hell freezing over. So we've got to celebrate a little bit because this is the most beard I've seen on Big G in like a year. It's not quite No Shave November, but he is solidarity with those of you in the cold deer stands. Not to say anything about Buddy Heat and what electric vests that you can get now at Bader Sports Shop, right?
Yep.
Any electrical clothing you might want, maybe that's what we should be asking about Big G. What electrical clothing do you wear in the stand?
Boy, I'm kind of old school. I don't even own a pair of long underwear, to tell you the truth.
You can tell I'm into the wool, but at the same time, I won't deny that it looks pretty good too. But it's comfortable, it's great in the woods, it's warm.
Very fashionable on you.
And it's great with moisture. As everybody who's ever been in the woods since 1900 knows, wool does things that nothing else does. So that's
we're happy to have Craig here from Bader Sports Center. And I know it's a busy week for you, Craig, down at the store with hunting season and everything. But tell us a little bit about what you carry there and what you got going on. I know you had some big sales down there and stuff. So what you got going on now this week?
Well, right now we've got, our Stormy Cromer is all on sale. We got 15% off. We're calling it the Deer Hunter's Widow Sale, but you don't have to be a widow to come in and get it. We do have orange clothing, obviously. Hunting clothing for late season archers, which I know right now the big thing is the gun season, but archery season is still going on and will continue into January. So we've got camo clothes for the guys and girls that are going out trying to get the deer that they missed with the gun.
Right, and of course you got muzzle loading season coming up the next week.
Muzzle loader season, yep, that's starting Monday, I believe.
Okay.
So yeah, we got a few muzzle loaders down there, so come on down, check that out. If you're new to it, we've got some package deals down there that have pretty much everything you need to take the gun out of the package and go shooting.
All right, and you guys are located right next to Pick and Save down there, right in Phillips, Bader Sports Center. Title sponsor this year of the Deer Hunters Roundup. So with that, I'm going to list some of our title sponsors here. Lena's Northern Pines Resort and Butternut. Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio, Travis down there in Fifield. Schwammen Home Furnishings, Marcus and Trent there at Downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland. Of course, the key word today for the text to win is Kayla New, and she is Northwoods Realty, Tim and Kayla New, owners of Northwoods Realty. And Bader Sports Center, of course, right there in Phillips next to Pick and Save. And Essential Shooting Supplies right here in Park Falls. All of our title sponsors this year for the Deer Hunters Roundup.
All right, and we'll dive in with some more sponsorships and check in with Craig a couple more times. I've just been trying to arrange several details behind the scenes, so thanks for bearing with me there. If you're looking in, you can actually see me scrambling in real time, figuring all this out with Austin and with help from others off screen. Find 98Q Country on YouTube. We're live right now.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me. I'm just a sales guy here.
Fair warning, Big G is not super used to cameras, so if you look at him, he's going to look back. that said, I do have a couple emails I wanted to shout out, and if you're holding on the phones, thanks for being so patient. We're juggling several things here, and we appreciate you. Let's see here. I've got an update from Cowboy at Camp Stands Alone. Quick stop by the ladies at Camp Menopause to check in and get a report. They seemed crabby and didn't have much good to report today. Rocket showed up, didn't stick around long. Of course, we heard from Rocket by phone a bit ago. They were working on a project and didn't want to hold them up or not get out to the woods. Had a quick chat of a plan, figured out who was sitting in which stand, and off they went. Sat in the corner stand. Rocket sat in the north stand. Rocket saw one. Cowboy saw seven. Yep, just like Cowboy mentioned, mixed bag of does and fawns. So if you guys know Rocket and Cowboy, they may be in the know for where to go. Not to offer any information on their behalf or anything. And here actually is an update from Camp Menopause, and not just from them. From an email address specifically, this is from Camp. Well, I don't want to read your email address, but it's very, very clearly only for this use. So thank you. I appreciate you. This is golden. And they confirmed all the same details, but had a couple different perspectives. Rocket and Cowboy stopped by while we were mending a fence to get a report. Not much going on. The boys were square dancing in the yard trying to figure out who was going to stand where. See, I love this. The different versions of the story. Quiet day for the ladies around here. Have seen just a handful of does and a few fawns. Fingers crossed. The change in weather will get the bucks moving some for all the hunters. Shout out to Gravy and Small Fry at Camp Tall Tales. Camp Menopause, I'm counting that as your entry into what Thanksgiving food you like best. Gravy and Small Fry is being considered as your official entry. We'll take a look at some more of those emails. Keep them coming. WCQM at civicmedia.us. In the meantime, we're going to take a couple quick calls. And you're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jonah from Can't Believe It or Not.
Can't Believe It or Not.
Who from Can't Believe It or Not?
Jonas.
Jonas, all right. Jonas, yep. Jonas, I think, have I seen some emails come in from you?
Just one, right? I just said that YouTube stream wasn't working.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, thank you for keeping an eye on that. We are definitely trying and failing to catch all those details, so please keep those coming. But why don't you tell us what you saw today?
Nothing today. It was nice and cold, and my wife went out. She and my daughter are listening. Julie and Eliana, we didn't see anything.
Okay, so a nothing burger day out on your neck of the woods, eh?
That's right.
I'm sensing it's starting to feel like about like Saturday and about like yesterday. I'm going to get a few nothings, but a fair number of does and fawns. So way better than last year, but better ain't good enough, is it?
That's right. My neighbor's coming from those of these, and I'm going to give it a one to the subsidiary.
Kind of breaking up a little bit.
Yep, we're losing you pretty bad there. But no, we're hoping that all of these, the does and fawns turn into just a couple bucks. We've seen a couple successes. Actually, I'd say the first weekend was a little bit more successful, even just with Saturday alone, than last year seemed to be. So here's fingers crossed for you.
Yeah, thank you. My shout out was to Phil and Sherry Devin.
To Devin?
Yep, Phil and Sherry.
Gotcha. Sorry you're breaking up a little bit, but hey, call back in your shout out again tomorrow. We'll give it another run. Hopefully the cups on a string work a little better for us. We'll take the blame this time.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Let's drop that one. Move over to the next one. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hey, this is the Bugman calling from the Bugman land.
The Bugman from the Bugman land. What's up in the Bugman land today?
Well, I gotta say hi to the Jolas crew. Hey, Gray. Hey, Big G.
Hey.
You're holding down the tent, huh?
Good evening, Bugman. Thank you for a pleasant greeting. What did you find out in the woods today?
I got a doe. I saw a doe, and I saw a little nubber buck.
Okay, I was going to ask you to clarify. I was going to say, you got one. That might be a thing.
No shots. I'm waiting for a buck.
All right. Conserve the ammo until it's the right time.
Bones had to leave camp today.
Oh, no.
So I got to give a shout-out to Red Apple and Chicken Bone and Reagan Dragon.
All right.
He was missing his family, plus he had to go back to work. So
yeah, frankly, if he could stretch it out to today, he's doing a lot better than people we talked to yesterday. There was a lot of go-homers yesterday, so if he got one extra day, credit to him.
All right, Bugman.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's your favorite food at the Thanksgiving table?
Oh, I think I'm going to go with the sweet potatoes with the marshmallows on the top.
Sweet potatoes and marshmallows. All right.
All right, you guys are doing a great job. It's tough following a legend like Joel.
Yeah, I know.
There is only one Joel Karnick, and he's not here tonight. So thank you so much, Bugman. We appreciate you.
Yeah, have a good night, guys.
You too. All right, we'll take a couple more calls before we have to take another commercial break. Time is just flying by. All these people calling us are doing so by dialing 715-744-1000 and 6. I'll put these calls on hold quick. And if I do hang up on you, my apologies. It's par for the course given how it's been going so far this week. We just got a huge equipment upgrade, which is why we're able to bring you a live stream like we are. It'll eventually be why we can hold more calls than we currently can, but that's still in the works. So thank you all so much for your patience. You all know how it works around here. We're in Park Falls. You guys are out at deer camp. I know it's not exactly a highfalutin time, but it's the best way to have fun that I think any of us knows in the month of November. Greg Gunderson sitting here, just as Bugman mentioned, without Joel covering him for him today in the studio, but he'll be back tomorrow and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday too. Even Joel gets a day off, though. How are you guys doing over here?
Good.
Big G, why don't you let us know about a big buck sponsor or two?
All right. Our big buck sponsors this year, Nemeth Implement, Ron Nolan there from Nemeth Implement in Stetsonville, actually purchased the youth rifle this year for the youth photo contest. So we want all the high school and younger kids, if you call in, be sure to identify yourself because you're going to go in that drawing for that nice youth rifle from Ron Nemeth Implement there, which he actually purchased from Main Street Guns and Knives, which is also one of our Spike Buck sponsors. Also, Heritage Meats, Travis over there, a $375 meat bundle. And, of course, you heard from Brian and Amanda at Seed and Feed, they were our guests last night, with a couple of cellular tacticams and certificates. So thank you to our big buck sponsors, all our sponsors for making this 2024 Deer Hunters Roundup bigger and better than ever. So thank you, everybody.
Absolutely. And by that, we also do mean not only are we on YouTube, which is an expansion of our reach previous, we're also broadcasting live on two other radio stations that are part of the Civic Media Network. That means you can listen by 98.3 FM on the dial, which I know a lot of you are. Appreciate you. Shout out to you. Also 98qcountry.com, which we've noticed got a lot of activity last night. So whatever method you might be using, if you've got good Wi-Fi, you might also be listening on a different radio station, though. And that is by far a first time ever. 105.5 WIRI in Nakusa and 101.1 FM WHSM in Hayward are simultaneously broadcasting this. Shout out if you're listening on either of those two stations or their respective online streams. And I will say, it seems like the Nakusa crowds kind of got the early edge. We heard from a lot of folks down in that area, more so than Hayward. I think Hayward and Sawyer County's got to bump it up a notch. If you're listening from Sawyer County, you're being called out. Dial us in, 715-744-1006. We'll take these two calls before we go on to our next commercial break. You're on the Roundup. Who's this?
Camp Longshot.
Camp Longshot. I think I might actually even have an email from you up here that I haven't updated yet, but why don't you update us firsthand?
I don't do that.
Wait, what now? You're not the emailer? Maybe I'm just getting things crossed. There's no way I'm confused this evening. That certainly isn't happening. Sarcasm aside, though.
But since you said that, I told Whatchacallit twice about that Bucky Bucky song, and I still didn't hear it.
Hey, I've got it right here in front of me. It's happening tonight. The lengths we went to today, you have my word. We went, have you ever heard the song 500 Miles by the Proclaimers? I would walk 500 miles. I would walk 500 more. Joel, this morning, walked 1,000 miles to bring you Oh Bucky Bucky, and it will be here. I promise you.
Okay.
I kid you not, we had to basically, I just mentioned all these upgrades we made. We had to dust off the old equipment. It had been retired. It was living down in Florida on a golf course. It was comfortable. It didn't want to come back to Wisconsin, but we dusted it off to find Oh Bucky Bucky. We found it. It will make an appearance today. Thank you for keeping it reasonable. I'll tell you what, if I were you, I'd be getting out of hand by day three without it.
Okay.
All jokes aside, seriously, thank you for checking in. We appreciate it. It's the people who keep coming back that mean the most to us, because as I'll say anytime I get the chance to, it's the people in the community who make the community. I do have to hold you to task, though. Big G set out the question of the day. You're going back for the seconds at the Thanksgiving table. What do you grab first?
Pumpkin bars.
All right.
From left field, I think that might take my top spot. Pumpkin bar. Craig, what's the feeling on pumpkin bars?
That's way back from grandma.
Okay, so you've got a family recipe pumpkin bar. I can't pretend I know what yours are like. I've enjoyed pumpkin bars I've had, though, so I may kind of have a guess. That said, I have not had your family pumpkin bars, so I will not pretend I know. That's for sure.
I did see a doe out there.
Okay. Any fawns with it or just the single?
Just the one.
Okay. And if I had to guess, was that a little closer to evening with what others are telling me?
Yes.
Which, of course, makes sense. That's how deer work. But it's always kind of interesting to hear that the pattern's the same statewide. Hopefully, we start getting some reports of they're coming in earlier or something. We got to shake it up, right?
I saw one right at the stoplight in Winnaqua today, and even stopped at the stoplight. I couldn't believe it.
One in town before there's one in the stand. Hopefully, that changes soon.
Yeah. Then I want to give a shout-out to Smearstick Camp.
Shout-out to Camp Smearstick. Okay. You have done so. Any other shout-outs quick for you?
Oh, that's it.
All right, excellent. Well, hey, stay tuned. We will play Oh Bucky Bucky. I'm actually looking at it. When I look up at this angle, you now know, if you're watching on YouTube, that I'm looking specifically at the button that says Oh Bucky Bucky on it. You see that, Big G? You see that? Bucky button. I will be pressing it later. Yep. Thank you so much for checking in with us.
And then Joni's Joint Camp.
Oh, yes.
Dylan's Joint, yep.
Shout out to Joni's Joint Camp. We haven't heard from them yet tonight. Hopefully we haven't hung up on them, and we'll still hear from them yet this evening. Thank you so much. We've got one more call before we go to break.
Before we go to work, yes.
Well, thank you
kindly. Keep up the work.
We appreciate it. I need the well wishes in the night that I'm covering for Joel. I'm a nervous afternoon guy here in the evening. We've got one more call before we go to break here on the Deer Hunters Roundup. You're on the Roundup. Who's this?
Still me.
Whoops. My apologies. Let's try that again. I thought that might have been the case. You're on the Roundup. Who's this?
This is Uncle Joe.
Uncle Joe. What camp does Uncle Joe hunt at?
Camp Snake in the Bush in Boulder Junction.
Camp Snake in the Bush. I was like, I think I recognize Uncle Joe, but I need to know what camp he's from to be sure. Snake in the Bush, we know and love. Well, how's it out at Snake in the Bush today?
Yeah, I was pretty slow again. It's we walked a lot, and we finally saw a couple tracks, so that's pretty good.
Okay, was the walking, is that something new to the season? Have you been sitting pretty still so far?
Yeah, we walk in the middle of the day and we sit at night. So
okay.
And we saw a nut buck tonight, so that was pretty impressive.
Hey, you've got a male on the board. Nothing on the pole, but I'd say that's encouraging.
Yep.
Did the snow seem to give you any advantages that you didn't have so far?
Nah, it's pretty tough. It's tracks now, so at least you give you a little optimism.
Well, right. That's what I'm thinking is you've got half-decent tracks, but you've got a really solid wet behind, so it's kind of a trade-off.
Correct.
Fair enough. Well, yeah, Big G's
right now, we're just trying to decide we're out for supper.
Oh, well, we've got a related question for you. We're talking food.
Okay.
Let's hear about supper first. I might drive over and see you.
Yeah. Well, we're just trying to decide between roast beef and pea soup.
All right. I'd go with the roast beef.
Yeah. See, immediately off the drop, my stomach says roast beef, but I've recently learned just how good pea soup can be. Do you have a good pea soup?
Well, you know what the difference between roast beef and pea soup is?
I'm about to learn.
Well, anybody can roast beef.
Okay. All right. Hold on. There it is. Okay. All right. I got the buttons worked out. Thank you. You have given me an excuse to dust off the rim shot button. All right.
What's, Uncle Joe, what's your favorite to go to food at the Thanksgiving table?
Well, we always smoke our turkey, so I like the smoked turkey.
I thought you were going to say pea soup, but okay.
See, and when you said that you smoke your turkey, frankly, I was expecting another joke. I couldn't imagine any of them. I thought about it, but I'm going to lay it.
Well, keep it a little low this time.
Your self-respect was admirable. I'm sure you'll have another chance to clown on me later this week. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
All right, we are going to go to a break here. It's the Deer Hunters Roundup on 98Q Country, but also on WHSM out of Hayward, 101.1 FM, and WIRI in Nakusa. After a quick commercial break, we'll be taking more of your calls, checking in with Big G with Craig from Bader Sports Center here on 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
Buck from Essential Shooting Supplies in Park Falls, Wisconsin, a veteran-owned business, invites you to explore a trusted source for all your firearm needs. With extensive knowledge and a friendly staff, they offer new and used guns, ammo, shooting supplies, and expert gunsmithing services. Conveniently located just half a mile east of Highway 13 and Highway 182, Essential Shooting Supplies is your go-to destination. Visit them in person or online at EssentialShootingSupplies.com to experience their commitment to quality and service firsthand.
Bader Sports Center would like to welcome all hunters to Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods for the 2024 gun season. Bader's invites you to stop in for all hunting necessities. They have a great selection of scents and attractants from Purefection, Wildlife Research, and Gone Wild, as well as deer corn and apples. They've also got seasonings and rubs for the home chef from High Mountain and Hunt Chef. Bader's also has a Deer Hunter Widow sale during the gun season. Big savings on Stormy Cromer apparel, as well as ladies' lacrosse and Danner boots, shoes, and sandals. All this and more at Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Does your vehicle need service and can't afford to miss the turkey pointer? Call Medford Motors Mobile Service. We come right to you and service all makes and models. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652.
Main Street Guns and Knives in Medford is your small town local mom and pop gun shop. Small town, big selection. Over 1,000 new and used firearms in stock at all times. They carry reloading supplies, ammunition, optics, and something you just don't find anywhere. A walk-in humidor for cigar lovers. Main Street Guns and Knives, located on Main Street in downtown Medford.
Get it done right the first time with CNR Power Sports. Come see Carl in Park Falls, where Ash Street meets the Tuscobia Trail, when your boat, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or even lawnmower, snowblowers, chainsaws, and all other small engines won't start or run right. From light tune-up to full teardown and engine rebuild, Carl will bring his 30-plus years of experience to every job you bring him. CNR Power Sports is also the area's only factory-authorized warranty service center for Generac and DR brand equipment. Bring all makes and models. Look up CNR Power Sports on Google. Give Carl a call at 608-228-7223. CNR Power Sports, your trusty pit stop for top-notch care.
Good luck this season while you're after the turkey pointer. If you find yourself in pursuit of your own piece of land, or you're looking for a home in the area, or maybe you're ready to sell, reach to Northwoods Realty. We are the area's largest all-encompassing brokerage. Top-notch communication all the way while hunting for the perfect property, sealing the deal, then providing management services should you turn your purchase into a rental advancement. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Hunters and hometown folks, gear up with Winter Cooperative on Main Street in Winter, Wisconsin. Hometown proud and here for you. They've got it from groceries to hardware and everything in between. Need a hammer, a loaf of bread, or maybe some warm apparel? They've got you covered with a huge store featuring a full hardware ink section. Winter Cooperative is your one-stop shop for all your needs. Stop by today and experience the friendly service that keeps winter going strong.
Hungry for a great hometown meal? Head to Jen's Butternut Cafe. Find a menu filled with delicious breakfast, tasty lunch and dinner choices, and awesome daily specials. Pork and Dumplings is on Wednesday, but they're open at 6 a.m. every day. Jen's Butternut Cafe on Highway 13 in Butternut.
Hunters, pride starts here at Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio. Owner Travis's expert team craft lifelike mounts for your prized harvest. From fish to big game to even exotic species, they bring your dreams to life with unmatched skill. Located on Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
The hunt for the perfect gift starts at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. Join us for Shop Local, a passport shopping event running November 29th through December 19th. Get your passport card stamped at participating businesses for your chance to win our grand prize basket valued over $200. Visit parkfalls.com or our Facebook page for full details. Remember, your dollars have a big impact when you shop local this holiday season.
Deer Hunters, set your sights on Shawamigan Home Furnishings, proud to be a title sponsor of the Deer Hunters Roundup. Check out their showrooms filled with a variety of furniture ready to go today. Mattresses with two-sided options, futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, and over 50 recliners in stock. Plus, Up North furniture, bedroom and dining sets, everything available without delay. Visit ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com or see them on Facebook. The hunt for furniture stops at Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland.
Need dependable auto services? Moega Auto and Rec Center in Phillips offers full-service towing, expert body shop repairs, and trained technicians ready to handle any job. They also have quality pre-owned vehicles. Insurance work is welcome. Serving Phillips for years, Moega is your go-to automotive center.
Hey, Amanda, what are you doing?
Hey, Brian, I'm working on our radio ad. We only have 30 seconds to tell people everything. Like, we are the Seed and Feed, located in Fifield on Highway 13, just north of Highway 70.
Tell them that we carry quality dog and cat food, animal feeds, bird seed, suet, and have a self-serve dog wash and pet supplies.
We can't forget our gifts, furniture, hunting blinds, deer feed and attractants, and bear bait.
What about Garmin, trail cameras, and our loyalty program?
And our website, FifieldSeedandFeed.com.
Did we say we're the Seed and Feed located in Fifield?
Find a great taste at Lena's Northern Pines Resort in Butternut Lake. Big G here, and this is the perfect spot after a day in the woods. Starting Tuesday, enjoy chicken and pork dumplings. Wednesday, pasta night. And Thursday brings German fare. Don't miss Friday's seafood buffet. Weekends feature all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet at 7 a.m. Prime rib Saturday and smoked ribs and pork bellies on Sunday. Book your winter cabin getaways at lenasnorthernpines.net and visit them in Butternut or at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM.
All right, I'm going to have to replay that in 10 minutes because that's what's supposed to tell you at 7 o'clock. My apologies there. Finally, a major, major new guy move, but that's A-OK. We're here on 98Q Country, listening live. You might be listening live on 98Q through the radio, 98.3 FM, or 101.1 FM, WHSM Hayward, or maybe 105.5 FM, WIRI, out of Nakusa. Thank you all so much for joining us. We're taking your calls, 715-744-1006. Before I dive into some calls, we have a word of the day that you can text us by midnight. Use the Civic Media app, pull it up to 98Q Country, hit the text button, and type out the word of the day, which is Calla, C-A-L-A, Calla. Like Calla at Northwoods Realty, one of the excellent sponsors of the Deer Hunters Roundup this year.
And great, the winner's going to get for a third
night. Oh, hold on, Big G. I neglected to hit your button. Tell me what you were going to tell me. There
the
we are.
The winner for the text to win contest was the day number three of the Deer Hunters Roundups. Going to get $25 from Bader Sports Center, courtesy of Craig and everybody at Bader Sports Center in Phillips. $100 gift card from Wildwoods Taxidermy. A Deer Hunters Roundup hoodie, which really sharp looking. You can go on our 98Q Country website and order those if you like to commemorate the Deer Hunters Roundup. And a $50 Lena's Northern Pines or Lena's Bar and Grill gift certificate. So great prizes we got for the Text to Win contest. And like you say, the key word is Calla. And thanks to Calla and Tim New from Northwest Realty for being one of our title sponsors. And you can win Cabela gift cards from them and also some Roblox gift cards from them. So make sure get those young hunters to call in here because we got some great prizes. Just speaking of the great prizes, Essential Shooting Supplies is the sponsor of our adult photo contest. Chuck and Jennifer over there at Essential Shooting Supplies right on 182 have provided a Browning A-Bolt three-stocker chambered in 270 valued at over $700. So another great prize from one of our title sponsors. So be sure and get those photos into WCQM at civicmedia.us.
Speaking of that, I'm actually going to spend a few minutes here, probably right up until the halfway mark at 7 o'clock. Because I accidentally fired off that thing that was telling you what radio station is, I've got to be ready to do that myself at 7. Whoops, professionalism. That said, I'm going to use this time to cover some emails that I've been falling behind on a little bit. Don't give up on your call-ins. I'm actually going to take these, going to put them on hold. And if you just heard a beep, that means you're one of those two calls I just put on hold. We'll dive into those in just a couple minutes. First, I had a shout-out from Sandman on the YouTube comments. Can you all give a shout-out to Camp Lean-To from Sandman? I believe by asking you, or by asking that question, I have done that very thing. A couple emails, though. Shout out to my girlfriend, Rachel. She's out there at the front desk printing these for us on a scramble basis, and I appreciate it. No Nuts checking in from Camp Send It. The weather is starting to be snappy. No luck today. Going to have a few drinks. Going to have a few drinks. Strategize our hunt, which means sleeping in tomorrow morning. That's actually pretty funny. That by having a meeting, you guarantee a late start tomorrow. Dumper checking in from Camp Belly Acres. Good news today. Grandson shot a nice doe. Well, congratulations. So they've got a deer on the pole. The beer is also staying ice cold, and the grandkids are learning how to play euchre. You be careful, or they're going to clean you out before you turn around. Big shout out to Camp Send It on their success bagging a couple of nice bucks. I've got
Camp Belly Acres, please send in their grandson's name. We'll put them in the youth drawing here for the youth rifle and a great prize package.
Good catch. And on that note, we got a call earlier today. Shout out to Wyatt Hinton. He got his first spiked buck on opening morning. We got a call in for that just today. So sorry for the delay there, Wyatt, but congrats, man. You got the first spike buck. It is in the bag. That said, we will be entering Wyatt in as well. I believe Wyatt qualified. We'll check and see if we can get confirmation on the age for Mr. Hinton. Abby from Camp Tall Tales. No deer yet. Still got hope for the coming days. Heard the wolves this afternoon. Hold on. Joel's not here. So I am absolutely...
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the pets.
I'm obligated to hit the button. Heard the wolves. It's been a great time with friends and family. We'll be back at it tomorrow early morning to see what happens. Deer report. Skidmark from Camp Moss Swamp. Okay, opening morning, I got my first, a spike with a rifle right at light. Well, that is worthy of some applause. It's also the only deer on the chain so far. My brother Trey Dog missed an 8-pointer yesterday. Wait, no, I love this. It doesn't say my brother missed an 8-pointer. It says my brother missed at an 8-pointer. And I love that. I feel like that's just perfect. You missed at an 8-pointer. Joke of the day, why did the deer need braces? We heard this one yesterday.
Yeah, this is a deja vu. I'm going to answer that because he had buck teeth, I think, was the answer.
This came in less than an hour ago. Skidmark, I'm calling you out. We need another joke from you, something that we didn't hear yesterday. It was quality, but it was a repeat.
Yeah.
Couple more emails here before we dive into some more calls right at about the 7 o'clock mark. Quick shout out to Camp Corny up in Mellon from Greg at the Red Pine Lodge in Shanagolden. Let's see here. Steve Jr., this year has been much like last, not seen a deer on the property yet. Hopeful, but the lack of sign with this recent snow isn't showing much promise, but we will keep at it until the closing bell on Sunday. Darn right you will. Don't give up. We are in the right area. It's the North Woods. Just give it the time it needs. Oh boy, here we go. All right, here's my favorite one. Hyleman Hills, the bus driver update. Good evening, gentlemen and fellow hunters. Did 8 drives with a smaller crew today. M77. Bus driver, random hero, and the one Oak Ridge boy. The huge showed up to assist on 2 drives. All swamp donkeys today. No shots fired again. That means does. We established that yesterday. Remember?
Yeah.
A Davy of swamp donkeys, I recall. Meat pole still empty. Starting to contemplate if there's a different type of pole we can convert this to at the Hyleman Hills Frisbee Golf and Trap Range. Suggestions welcome. You can submit those suggestions to the Hyleman Hills crew directly. I don't want to know what you guys would suggest. Back at it again tomorrow with some drives. Hoping the next update includes bucks. Me too. Hyleman Hills crew, hopefully your next update does include a nice deer with a nicer set of antlers on top. Camp Lonehorn in Presque Isle, we heard from earlier, sat in the cold this morning. 0 deer for our efforts, but did see 9 turkeys, 6 squirrels, 2 woodpeckers, and a doe just before dark. Not to mention the partridge in a pear tree. We will call that good for the moment. We're coming up on the top of the hour. You are listening to 98Q Country. We're broadcasting live on 98.3 FM WCQM here in Park Falls, your local civic media station. We're also broadcasting live simultaneously on 101.1 FM WHSM in Hayward and 105.5 WIRI out of Nakusa. Listening to your updates about camp, some tales, some spottings from your kids. Tell us what you saw out in the woods. Hopefully it was a deer that you then brought home. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
This is No Lights Camp Nancy.
No lights.
No lights. To Duck Quacker out of Nakusa.
All right. Shout out to Duck Quacker out of Nakusa. Any other shout outs for us?
Rocket.
All right.
And Blue Shoes.
Rocket and Blue Shoes. Excellent. Well, thank you
and
so
Cowboy.
Much.
And Cowboy.
And Cowboy, too. Well, got to get the whole crew right. Well, hey, thank you for checking in again today. What is, you know the question, I'm sure you've been listening, what is the Thanksgiving dish that will see you back for seconds?
Stuffing.
Stuffing. Only stuffing. The second stuffing choice today. I will admit, I thought we'd talk to more of you stuffing folks. Not that I mind. I don't really understand how you work, but I'll let you eat the stuffing because I don't want it.
All right.
Well, hey, thank you so much for checking in this evening. We will hear back from you hopefully again in the coming days. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
This is the Whistler again from Camp Sigma.
Well, that is fantastic to hear. We're going to move on to the next call. You're on the roundup. Who's this?